We're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Maryland. He was named Terps head coach on March 21st. Previously the head coach at Seton Hall and Iona. 2016 Big East Coach of the Year, Terps. How quickly they are 5-0. They're ranked in the top 25. They're hosting Coppin State on Friday. Kevin Willard is my guest. Kevin, it is great to have you on the show. How are you?
No, thanks for having me, Jim. Excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. I appreciate it. So it is early, but you are out quickly, as I mentioned. You win your first five games. I'm curious, Kevin, what's the move been like for you personally? And do you have any sense yet of exactly what you have in the group that you're coaching?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's been a whirlwind. I think anytime you take over a job, you're kind of getting your staff set up. You got to get your roster set. You got to get the schedule set. But our staff has really worked hard early on to put together a roster of great kids that wanted to be at the University of Maryland, local guys. And I have a group that works extremely hard. But, Jim, to be honest with you, there are a bunch of guys that have such a great attitude. They want to learn. They want to get better. And they're just a fun group to coach. So it's been a phenomenal experience to become the head coach of the University of Maryland. But it's been even a better experience coaching these guys so far.
I like that, Kevin. So when you talk about being the head coach of Maryland, you're right. I mean, it's such a great, great program. In fact, to give you a sense, you're taking over a program that was 15-17 last season, but that was their first losing season since 1993. That tells you all you need to know about the stellar tradition there. So how do you approach the challenge? I mean, are you looking to rebuild or maybe just kind of reshape the program?
Yeah, I don't think we need to rebuild. I think it's more or less, reshape and rebrand a little bit. For me, the way I look at it is, I played college basketball in the late 90s, early 2000s, and watching the Maryland teams, Gary Williams coach teams, Steve Blake, Stevie Francis, all those guys that in that era when I was playing, I used to watch the Maryland games and be like, man, that is some cool basketball. And for me, having the opportunity to take over this job, the way I'm looking at it is just kind of want to get back to those old school Maryland teams where we're having fun, we're running up and down, shooting a lot of threes, getting after it on defense, because that's kind of what I remember what Maryland basketball is all about, the Gary Williams era. So that's what we're doing, and we're kind of rebranding. We're having a lot of fun, and we have a group that's kind of, starting off the right way.
Kevin Willard joining us. I'm glad you mentioned Gary Williams. I loved him. I loved having him on the show. I loved watching his teams play. Now, when you mentioned you played college ball, of course, you played for your father, Ralph, who is a legend and a beloved figure in the game. He had been the head coach at Western Kentucky, Pitt, Holy Cross. I mean, you and I could spend an entire program on that topic alone, but what was it like to not only grow up as a coach's son, but to play for your dad?
I mean, growing up, a coach's son is actually one of the coolest things. I always say, I mean, I was blessed. I mean, he obviously worked hard and he was gone and, he missed some things. But, I was a ball boy for the New York Knicks when I was in seventh and eighth grade. I was in the Carrier Dome as, running around the Carrier Dome with Sherman Douglas when I was in sixth grade. And then I was, in Kentucky, in Western Kentucky, watching his teams. And then, playing for him was interesting. I tell every father that wants their son to play for him, he better be the best player or he better be the worst player. I was a good college player. I wasn't great. I wasn't bad. I think I put a lot of pressure on him at Pitt because I was just a good player. I was a good role player. So it was a lot of fun growing up a coach's son. I think it was difficult playing for him just because it was, I just wasn't that great of a player.
I think, Kevin, that's a really interesting response, that your advice would be either be the best player or be the worst player, but not in between. That's really interesting. So aside from that, what are some of the biggest lessons you learned from him both on and off the floor?
Well, I think the biggest lesson I learned, is just how he was with his players. I always admired, he was always tough on him on the court, but I always admired how much time and how much compassion he had off the court with them. He was like two totally different people. He was very intense, demanded a lot of his players on the court, but was a father figure, was really a guy that they could go to and talk to about, would spend time with them. And that's kind of what I took from him more than anything was, how to deal with players, how to deal with families, how much time to put into their families while still putting in the right amount of time with his family. It was really the life balance of being a coach and a father that I learned how to be successful in this job.
Maryland head basketball coach Kevin Willard joining us. They're 5-0. You know, Kevin, you talk about demanding and intense. That brings me to Rick Pitino, who also has been a mentor and a close family friend. You were an assistant for Rick both with the Celtics and Louisville. What do you admire most about Rick in his Hall of Fame career?
I tell everybody this, Jim, and I don't think people really quite understand it. Coach Pitino is the hardest working person that's probably ever coached the game of basketball. He never took a day off. So that meant as an assistant, you could never take a day off. It was 365 days a year. It was unbelievable intensity. He never came into the office and was tired. He never did individual instruction. He never did practice. He never showed up to a game. And he never looked tired. He was, if anything, as the season went on, he got more and more energized and he got more and more, energy. It was just something that I always marveled at. You know, he's an unbelievable teacher of the game. He is an unbelievable loyal person, but his energy for the game of basketball, his energy for his program is unmatched even right now at his age, at age 70.
Kevin, that's incredible. Like, how could a guy like that, and I understand that he demanded conditioning and the players take care of themselves and their bodies and their minds, but how could a guy go that hard and never, ever even seem tired? I mean, I get that he loved it. I get that he was motivated and fueled by it, but how is that possible? Like, how did he pull that off?
Jim, I'll be honest. I started drinking red wine just because I thought maybe that was the secret sauce of how he constantly got better and better as the season went on. I don't know. I mean, I think you nailed it. He has a great passion for the game. He loves teaching the game of basketball, and I think that's really where his energy comes. Is he loves those 3 hours of practice where he gets to spend and he gets to be the guy that's teaching the game of basketball. He always said that you know, he got it from Hubie Brown, and that's the way Hubie was. So, but I do find it, I tell everybody, it's an unmatched energy, and that when you're around him, I think that's why so many people gravitate to him, is because he has an energy that is just unmatched.
He does. Hubie, too. Hubie always had that same energy. Kevin Willard joining us. So, Kevin, you take on your first Big Ten opponent next Friday when you host Illinois, and then you follow that up with a trip to Wisconsin on December 6th. After all the success you had in the Big East at Seton Hall, do you have a sense yet? How would you compare the depth and quality and competition in the Big Ten? How does that look to you top to bottom?
Yeah, that's keeping me up at night, Jim.
Yeah.
This conference,
for good reason, right?
You know, this conference is brutal. If you just look at just KenPom numbers, you look at who's ranked, the depth of this league, the amount of coaching, the players in it, the size of the players, you know, just top to bottom. I think is something that, you know, luckily the Big East is an unbelievable basketball conference itself. But I think this is something that, you know, us going through it the first time, the travel for us is a little bit different, you know, because we're on the East Coast, you know, going to Wisconsin, going to Nebraska, even the Michigan State trips are a little bit longer. But it's a challenge I'm looking forward to. I'm excited to be part of the Big Ten. I think it's the best basketball conference. So it's definitely a challenge, but that's kind of what it's all about.
And then, Kevin, like we said at the very top, you love your guys and you love the way that they're working for you and they're great to be around. Let me ask you about one guy in particular, your senior forward, Dante Scott. Seems like he's elevated his game. He's had career highs so far in rebounds and points per game. He's shooting 85% from the line. How critical is he to both the team and to you and your staff?
Yeah, I recruited Dante out of high school, and I always, like, I just, there was always something I just loved about him. And now that I've got to coach him, you know, he plays so hard and he has such a toughness. It kind of, his personality and my personality on the floor really get along. And, I think that's why we're meshing so well together, because he just plays so darn hard. He's got he's extremely skilled, but he's a matchup nightmare. If you put someone small on him, we're going to post you up. If you put someone big on him, put him on the perimeter and let him shoot. He's really worked hard on his body. He lost 25 pounds since I got here. He's really dedicated himself to the game, and he's getting rewarded because, again, just like everybody else on this roster, he's working his butt off.
So something to that, like, he's been rewarded for it. Like, if you respect the game and you treat the game a certain way, there's something to that, right? Like, not to get too foo-foo about the whole thing, but if you respect the game will reward you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's something that I think it's true in life, Jim. I mean, if you put the hard work in and you keep putting in and you do it with a great attitude, even when things aren't going your way. And Dante's had some ups and downs, even since I've been here, but he's stayed with a great attitude. He's stayed working. I just think if you work hard and you have a great attitude, good things are going to happen.
All right, so Maryland's going to host Coppin State on Friday. They are 5-0. They are ranked 23rd in the country. Their head coach is Kevin Willard. Kevin, I don't know why we didn't do that sooner. That was a lot of fun. We have to do that again soon. I really appreciate the time and appreciate the conversation. That was a lot of fun.
No, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's great. It's an honor to be here with you.
Great to have you too, Coach. Thank you very much, Kevin. Great job. Really nice to talk to you. I like that energy a lot, and I like that program a lot. So good to talk some Terps basketball. Getting ready for hour number three. And if you want to respond and talk a little Maryland basketball, I'm all for it. His dad, of course, is a legend. That story he told about Rick Pitino, that I've never seen a guy work harder than Rick Pitino, yet he was never tired. Ever, ever, ever. Never, ever tired. And in fact, got stronger and more energetic as the season went on. And even now at 70. And we didn't really get into it, but there's a symmetry to this that's amazing. Like, he's back at Iona, and he's coaching, and he's 70.